So are you ready to waste some time, DJ Hey Cousin?
Ooh, that's one of my national pastimes.
That.
Ah.
Guess what? I'm grown as f***. I pay taxes, so you can suck my left lip, or you can mind your motherfucking business.
Wow.
Oh, man. I should drink more wine when I record. This is fun. Okay.
white brand that's not Abercrombie.
Tommy Hilfiger?
No, the Abercrombie & Fitch, but the other one.
Aeropostale.
But it doesn't hurt. But it does.
What the fuck?
Getting shot with something that's not a bullet.
Oh.
You can do it outside with your friends.
Oh, paintball.
Yes.
I've learned a lot living with Wesley.
Wow. Well, please.
I'm going to bring it hard all over your face, bitch.
I don't doubt that. I have no problem bitching and complaining when it comes to stuff I don't want to do.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Are you effing ready?
I think so.
All right, cool.
You know, I think we finally reached ready status.
I like it when I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I like your mic. It sounded good. I'm seeing your levels here. My levels are good. Let's fucking do this. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, chicken tender. All right, let's do this. What up, P silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's me, your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit. And where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So welcome to the show where I'm reluctantly excited to introduce our co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all you nocturnal creatures lurking in the shadows, brace yourselves for a guest host who takes Fanatic into a whole new level. If you thought you loved Batman, think again. This person has a Batcave replica in their basement, complete with a life-size Batmobile made out of cardboard and sheer determination. It has been said, but not proven, that he also has a life-size plushie Batman that he cuddles with when there's a thunderstorm. He may or may have not referred to it as his Thunder Bat Buddy. This guy loves Batman so much that his friends and family have started calling him the Creepy Crusader behind his back. Sorry that you hear that. So if you're ready for some serious Batman trivia, awkwardly enthusiastic commentary, and possibly a few uncomfortable silences, then you're in for a treat. Please welcome the man who thinks every signal in the sky is meant for him. The one, the only, DJ Hey Cousin. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey. Whew. Man, that was wonderful. I literally just got back from fighting some crime. So if I'm a little low energy, please don't hold that against me, all right?
In case you guys were confused, my dude enjoys Batman just a tad. If you're new here, when DJ Hey Cousin is here, I like to introduce him in a random, awkward way. And actually, I plan to do that with anybody who joins us, so be prepared for that.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. And he's never prepared. Wow, that was hard to say. This Savvy B is kicking, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm drinking some wine today.
Said like that just for the hopes of people messing it up.
Dad has been on his shit. My dad, he's a couponer. You know, he loves a good coupon, loves a good sale. You know this. He'll buy things. Oh, it was on sale. Well, we don't eat this. Well, it's on sale, so I thought maybe.
Well, we already had it. Well, it was on sale. Okay.
All right. And he's been hearing these things about the boxed wine. And he's super like, he doesn't even drink one. He's like, I've heard great things. We should get this boxed wine. Let's do it. And he finally found the one he was talking about because guess what? It was on sale. And so your girl has been sippity-sippity-sip-sip on it. And exactly. Thank you. Oh, you're so good at that.
Thank you.
That reminds me, we do have something that I want to do soon on the podcast. I got this idea from the Bird Show. I'm sure others have done it, but they do it the best. So it's called the Masterpiece Theater. And so what I want to do is I want to create short stories or scripts or what have you randomly. And I want Wesley to give me the sound effects of the that is needed to complete the story. You know what I mean?
That does sound fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that soon. So we do have that in notes to do. So that's going to be great. Okay, so let's get on with the show. By the way, we just saw the movie Fly. Isn't that what it's called, Fly?
Yep, it's Fly. It was a documentary.
Yeah, a documentary. Yeah. And it was playing in selected theaters for like a couple of days. And pretty much it's about base jumpers and the sport itself, really. And I thought it was amazing. We got to see it on IMAX, and which made it very even more enjoyable, in my opinion. The big screen, the great sound. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was at the we went to the AMC 24 South Lake is where we went in Clayton County. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Shout out, Clayco. me. And anyways, I haven't been there since I was like a kid. And we went in there, and the first thing I noticed is they got like a bar there now, like right there in the lobby. Like when I was there, obviously, early 2000s, there weren't many movie theaters where you could drink and get food and stuff. That didn't really get like popular until like late 2000s, if that makes sense. I guess we're there now, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got really excited. Oh, there's liquor. Let's go ahead and get it. And so I spent $30 on that for no reason.
Oh, yeah. No, you had to pay for
it's
that.
It's like the aesthetics, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's
you had to do that for the plot.
Yeah, right?
Just like, to see what's going on.
Yeah, I just wanted some of that, man. All right, anyways, today I'm going to try something that I got from Jackson from The Bird Show. And he came up with the idea, or stole it from Jimmy Fallon. I don't remember or care. Either way, it's fun. It's called Word Sneak.
Word Sneak.
Word Sneak. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a secret word or phrase that only I know. Mm-hmm. And at some point of this podcast episode, and you have until the end of the episode to guess what it is. And if you don't have it by the end of the episode, you're going to have to eat one thing you hate. You're going to have to eat one moonshine pickle, and we will film it, and we'll put it on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. I should have run this by you. Hey, you cool if we do this?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? I don't mind a little suffering, a little, you know, for the sake of the plot. Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, this time when we do it, I'm going to make it a word and a phrase. That way, it will give you double the chances of guessing correctly, and you only have to get one of them.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Okay. Oh, you double the chances of having one of them. Something gross. Okay.
All right. So, do you think you can handle that?
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Let's do it.
All right. So, let's go ahead and get on with the show here. this is going to be interesting because something tells me you're going to be eating that pickle, bro.
given you most likely, there's a good chance.
There's a great chance. Oh my god. Okay, so that's gonna be fun. What we're gonna do also, guys, today, Word Sneak is in play, by the way, starting now.
Yeah, figured.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about fuck. Yep, you heard what I said. We're gonna talk about fuck. You gotta wait for it. Okay, it's coming. I didn't mean that pun. That's hilarious. But best believe we're going to learn some things today, y'all. Weird facts and information you didn't know that you wanted to know. Or maybe weird facts and information that you just didn't give a shit about. It's going to be great. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, I brings the random, the silly, and the fun. So make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to show your support for this podcast, that's the best way to do that. So, oh, by the way, if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. So it's very similar to other social medias. Join the conversations. Demaje, I'd be seeing you up in there with those comments. I love you, girl. All right, so leave your comments down below. Let's go ahead and get on to it with our very next segment that I just added recently to the episode, to the podcast, Black Excellence. We're going to talk about that because we got to celebrate the people that who are making some strides, doing some dope things. And while they're doing those dope things, they black. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. And action. Yo, say some shit so I make sure.
Action, action. Ba-ba-bow.
You remember like Jet Jackson?
Yeah, famous Jet Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
Actually, it's also speaking of, it's Suicide Prevention Month.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, so, you know.
I almost said Happy Suicide Prevention Month, but that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no.
This Savvy B is doing things.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Fuck. So, Robin Williams, Jason Frank, Jason Scott Frank. I've said his name wrong. My apologies. Lee Thompson Young.
Yeah, that was Jet Jackson, for those of you who can remember. Kurt Cobain. Mm-hmm.
There's so many others, of course.
Yeah. And then others that, you know, who aren't celebrities, you know, it's, I didn't even know that was this month. So thank you for sharing that, man.
Yeah. And, you know, just a reminder, bro, like, we are the famous people, we pedestalize them because it's like, oh, well, they have all the stuff we want and they still cap themselves. So what chance do we got? You know, so that's, you know, but like we got a lot of stuff that we don't they don't have, you know, bigger support systems and whatnot. So make sure you utilize that stuff, folks. You know, it's real out here.
And all also, right? I would like to add to that, check on your friends, check on your families, see how they're doing. You know, just make sure that they're doing okay, see if they need anything. Just, I got to tell you, it goes a long way getting a text or a voicemail or a message from someone that you haven't heard from in a while that you do care about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, hey, man, just want to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing, don't need nothing, just want to check in. So everybody take this moment to check in.
You know how often, like, you know how we've gotten to a point where if somebody's calling you, it's like, oh, what do they want? It's rarely like a moment of solace when somebody's calling you.
Yeah.
You know, let's try to get back to that. You know, yeah. Some, you know, a place of good faith.
Yeah. I'm with
we'll
you
feel
on that.
Better.
I'm with you on that. This is coming from DJ Hey Cousin and your Audible Boo Thang. Check on your fam, check on your friends. So let's go ahead and talk about some black excellence that I didn't even know that this even existed. So this is going to be interesting. I think you guys are going to enjoy this right here.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have here, I came across at Images You Won't See on TV, an Instagram page. And they were talking about a black woman named Tia Norfleet, and she is making history because she is the first black woman licensed by NASCAR and ARCA. Is it ARCA? I don't know if they actually say it or not.
I'm not sure either.
Really know much about it. I know NASCAR is, they'd be like vroom vroom.
Yeah, and turning left constantly. Yeah,
yeah, like ooh, forearm strong, like Dale Earnhardt. What's the Dana Kirkpatrick?
Yeah.
Isn't she like making commercials for like insurance or some shit now?
I'm sure she has. I would not be surprised at all.
I feel like she did some Little Caesars commercials back in the day too.
Again, also wouldn't be surprised.
Get that money. Yo,
it sounds up the alley.
I wouldn't mind doing some Little Caesars commercials and some insurance. But let me get the residuals, bro. Let me get my cash. You can actually see that her journey is fucking fire, not just in the racing world, but also in her personal achievement. It's about paving the way for others like her. Because I gotta say, before I came across this, I don't really follow NASCAR in general, but I had no idea what ARCA or ARCA is. Mm-hmm. But I'm proud as fuck of her, because I do know that whether or not there's black folks in NASCAR or not, which I didn't know that one, but I do know that black people are not appreciated in many sports that aren't football and basketball. And so when I see us doing other things besides what we're stereotypically known to be doing or expected to do, and we are fucking killing it,
mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
And
I'm
that's,
with it.
That's
that
most,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. In most sports, in most unconventional sports more so, if there's black folks or any non-Anglo-Saxon in it, they're usually doing phenomenal work. And I don't mean that to single them out from a sense of, like, you know, anything based in malice, but a lot of the times a non-Anglo participating in cricket or badminton, yeah, or, and you know, Parcheesi, you know, any stuff like that. Like,
did you say Parcheesi?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
it's frowned upon isn't the word, taboo isn't the word, but it's almost, you know, non-existent. You know, some people don't even know where to find the emotion that even can spur up when they see something like that. It's,
you know,
unheard
what I think
of.
The issue is that people have unfortunately have decided to title something black or white, or something black people can't mm-hmm. do, or something white people can't do, or Asian people can't do, or etc.
Yeah.
And I think because people have decided to, as a society, put everyone inside a box, that we're ignorant to the amazing people of color who are doing things that are considered white, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome. So shout out to Miss Norfleet, because she is kicking ass. Miss Tia, yeah. Norfleet. Oh, by the way, I Googled it for those who are ignorant like my ass. ARCA, A-R-C-A, stands for the Automobile Racing Club of America.
Mm.
So go ahead, black woman, do your damn thing. So shout out once again to Tia Norfleet, who is kicking so much ass out there. And might I add, looking damn good while doing it.
So good.
You go, girl. Two snaps and a twist for you.
Z formation for me.
No, right.
Ah, okay.
Isn't she gorgeous?
She's giving a Layla Ali.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe, a little bit. Slowly.
She kind of, yeah. I can see why you say that. A beautiful woman.
Very nice, though. Very nice. Very nice.
Beautiful, fast woman. And when I say fast, I mean like in a car.
Yeah.
But I just wanted that to get that joke off real quick. Ever wondered why the word fuck is so popular, or where it comes from? Me either. But let's talk about it. Why not?
Let's see.
Well, listen, bro. All I can tell you about is about fuck, bro, is it is what it is, okay?
It is what it shall be.
Ew, people talk about how you back. Yo, just fart.
Just, that's all. That's all you need.
That's all you gotta do. All right, let's talk fuck. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's fucking learn about the fucking word fuck.
Fuck yeah.
I think DJ Hey Cousin sounds down. I'm about to learn y'all some good by accident. Let's talk about fuck. So if you're like me, you have a filthy mouth. I curse like a sailor, and I'm always told to calm that shit down. But you know what my response is to those people, DJ Hey Cousin? Do you know what my response is?
Is it I humbly disagree to your advances?
No, it's f*** that.
Ah.
Guess what? I'm grown as f***. I pay taxes, so you can suck my left lip, or you can mind your motherfucking business.
Wow, that was not a lot at all.
Or something along those lines.
Yeah, something in that general sense, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk fuck. The origin of the word fuck is somewhat murky, but it's generally believed that to have like some dramatic roots, like some German shit going on there, okay?
Mm.
Dramatic, that's a fun word. Hey, you're being Germanic.
Germanic.
Stop being so Germanic.
I'm so Germanic around here.
But it's spelled with a G. G-E-R-M-A-N-I-N-C, for those who want to look that shit up. The earliest record use in English dates back to the 16th century.
Mm.
Though the word was most likely used in spoken language well before that. Okay, well before the 16th century. Some say it goes back to the 15th century, or maybe even the 14th. It's still kind of murky, as I said.
Yeah.
So one theory suggests that fuck comes from the old English word fushin. I think is how you say that. I am going to legit highlight this and see how Siri says it, because it's like F-U-C-A-I-N, but there's like a dash line over the U.
Lines.
Yeah. Let me see what she says when I put her in speech. Fusion. I said it right. Did I say fusion?
Kind of.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, it says fusion. Old English word fusion, which meant to strike or to penetrate.
To strike or penetrate.
Yeah.
Which I guess in that context doesn't have, you know, that kind of clears.
That'll work for me. However, this isn't definitively, that's a hard word, proven. Mm. I guess now it's more kind of like, I'll fucking smack the shit out of you. Mm. pay attention, class. This is going to be in the exam.
Yes.
Are you taking notes? DJ, hey, cousin.
Hold on,
there's gonna be a fuck exam at the end of this
stuff. Okay, I'm ready.
Another possibility is that it derives from the Middle Dutch of quote unquote foken, which is spelled f-o-k-k-e-n, which means to thrust or to copulate with. Similar words with sexual connotations exist in other Germanic languages, like the German ficken, which is spelled f-i-c-k-e-n, which also means to have sex. So that's everyone's favorite way to use it.
Yeah.
For example, let's fuck, or they were fucking.
Yes.
You feel me?
It checks. That clears.
Do you fucking feel me?
I fucking understand.
So the modern usage and connotations of the word fuck emerged in the 19th century, particularly in the UK and the US, and it became a taboo term and often associated with obscenity or vulgarity, which I love.
Yeah,
excuse me, I'm sorry, I said the wrong. I fucking love it.
You're a fan.
Thank you. I am. So throughout history, the word fuck has been used in various contexts, including as a verb to exchange in sexual intercourse. For example, we're going to fuck. Okay, this is a beautiful example.
Yes.
We also use it as an expletive to express strong emotions, i.e., holy fuck, that was crazy, or you must be fucking out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And let's not forget the adjective used to describe something as intense or extreme. Oh, that was fucking wild.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So, fuck is definitely one of my favorite curse words because it can be a verb, a noun, an adjective, or even an adverb.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, fuck evolved from being relatively like an obscure word to becoming one of the most versatile and widely recognized expletives in the English language, used to express everything from anger and frustration to surprise and excitement. Fuck brought us all together. All right, so this fucking segment is over.
Yes. I feel closer to you.
This is what professional and silly is all about. We're going to learn some shit, and we're going to talk some shit.
Yeah, I feel close. I feel connected to you.
Aww.
Like we're one, almost like, you know, we're conjoined at somehow. I can't describe like a good like metaphor for it, but it's like we're inside of each other, you know, like that close.
That's,
you know, I can't think of a good metaphor for it, but yeah.
Fuck.
Like we're that close.
Okay. Hey, you want to do me a favor, DJ Hey Cousin?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, let's talk about stuff that nobody cares about. Next up on the Professional and Silly Podcast.
I'm down.
Have a good time?
Yeah.
Yay. I was like, let's talk about fuck. Oh, my God. Okay. You ever hear a random ass fact that you not only don't give a shit about, but at the same time, it was interesting?
Hmm.
You ever had that experience? DJ, hey, cousin.
You know what? That, I believe I can say that has happened to me.
Yes, you know it has, because it's usually me talking to you. Hey, did you know that if you do this, this happens?
Well,
I'm constantly doing shit like that to you.
Yeah, that can happen with you, but, you know, it depends. You know, it depends on whether or not what time of day it is, whether or not you have a cup of coffee in your hand or booze in your hand.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely booze involved in this episode. So, well, I can tell you what, right now, DJ Hey Cousin, you're going to remember because it's going to be recorded. It's going to happen right now, not just to you, but all of my gorgeous, sexy listeners.
Ah.
You guys are so sexy. Mm. Hold on. I'm gonna do my sexy phone voice. Let me get my savvy B in my mouth. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. soak that up.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Professionally Silly Podcast. Today I'm going to wet your earlobes with hilarity. I'm going to tell you hilarious things and weird facts that you don't want to know about. And if you subscribe to this podcast, I might just stop talking like this because it's creepy. Oh, man, I should drink more wine when I record. This is fun. Okay. So we're going to learn some shit. That was weird. Moving on. We have been guilty, all of us, I think, of enjoying a random fact or two, whether it's against our will or not. And today I want to share some random facts that you really didn't want to know, or at least you wouldn't mind going on life whilst not knowing anything that I'm about to share with you. So are you ready to waste some time, DJ Hey Cousin?
Ooh, that's one of my national pastimes.
I know. So here's random fact number one that you probably didn't give a shit about, but now I'm about to tell you. Beetles, the bug, beetles are crushed up to produce a dye that makes all of our favorite candies red. Did you know that?
Gross. And useless information.
You are welcome. I'm sure everyone who was eating Skittles while watching this right now is like, wait a minute.
Yep, that's definitely useful if I want to give someone a phobia when it comes to candies.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe on the candies we should pay more attention to the, like, what's on the label, like, what's the nutrition facts.
Well, of course they changed the name. They don't say beetle guts juice for coloring on the back.
They should at least say protein, right? Like protein or some shit?
Maybe. And that's I'm being optimistic.
Everybody look in the back of your Starburst and tell me what you see.
Yeah.
All right, the next weird thing is 20% of coffee mugs have traces of fecal matter on them. Now, this is exactly why I keep my cups and glasses upside down in my cabinets, bro. All right, see, Mo and Katie? See, they thought I was wildin' when I shared this with them in that In the Moment podcast, and they joined us. They gave me shit about that.
Is this why this is even on right now for the sake of vindication?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I mean, no.
No? Oh, of course not.
I did not create this entire segment just to prove a point. I would never do that.
Of course not.
I would never do that.
No.
Fuck you, Mo and Katie.
Yep, there it is. Yep. Mm-hmm. We've come to this moment, finally.
Here's something that's disgusting. Did you know that you swallow 1 to 2 cups of mucus every day?
That sounds about right.
I definitely could have gone a while without knowing that.
I just swallowed a teaspoon just now.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, the way you get rid of your mucus is... You know, listeners, this is hilarious. I've learned a lot living with Wesley.
Wow. Wow.
And the Savvy Bee speaks.
We're here. We finally made it, ladies and gentlemen.
It's live. I'm being real. You want to pod, Wesley? You want to pod?
Yeah, let's pod it up.
It's funny as fuck. So Wesley, he does a lot of things that it makes sense logically, but he does not give a shit who's around, what time it is. He's going to get it done. So the reason I'm saying this is because the other day I woke up. Not because I naturally woke up or because there was birds chirping out my window or my alarm went off or it was time to wake up. I woke up to the sound of my boy hacking in the bathroom, trying to get a good piece of that, probably like a tablespoon of mucus out of his chest.
It was more than
to
that.
To spit it out. It was more than that?
Maybe like 2.
I wish you low-key had some in your body right now so they can hear what that shit sounds like. But it's like, imagine somebody like trying to get mucus out of their body while beating their chest, and also with an adorable jump that he does. Like there's like a little hop that he does. It's dope. Did you get everything?
Yeah, so you have to dislodge it from wherever it is in the chest cavity.
There's one thing about anyone who wants to be with my guy Wesley. You need to love him to live with him. And Wesley, I hate you so much. Mm. No, I'm just playing. I love my guy. You know, honestly, if that is the worst I can say about my guy, he's pretty good. He stayed at the pole, I think, right?
Yeah.
He's like, when I was sober, yeah, bitch. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's nothing professional, you know.
Nothing professional. Yeah. Let's go into the next random fact here. Butterflies like drinking blood. Now, they
out there just haphazardly.
Now, they don't have the necessary tools or to kill or bite for it, but since blood is so nutrient-packed, they lap it up if available.
So what you're telling me is there's a better chance of seeing butterflies around a dead body than flies.
No. I'm not. Well, it depends. Where is the dead body? Location matters, because butterflies aren't
in
just
a
like
field.
Flying in the city, just like, ooh, a dead body.
It's in a field.
In the field?
I just say it's in a field.
If it is in a field and it is like surrounded by like wildflowers and shit where butterflies frequent, then yes, there is a good chance you'll probably see some butterflies just like fucking twilighting it up. Fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer sucking it up. Fucking vampires in Brooklyn killing it.
Oh, wow.
Name another vampire movie, dude. Romeo Must Die, head ass butterflies. Wait, that wasn't a vampire.
With Corey Feldman. Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. What's the vampire thing I'm thinking about with Aaliyah and Jet Li?
Curse of the Damned? Is that what? No.
Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned.
I said Romeo Must Die. Fuck, my bad.
Wow. I mean, that's an Aaliyah movie.
I mean, Jet Li was in it, so technically I was right. So.
Okay. All right. Your logic.
When I'm drinking Savvy B, shout out to Abby from The Bird Show. Thank you so much for the Savvy B request? Suggestion.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What just happened?
Okay, here's the next random. This is the last random fact that nobody wanted to know. There are things called eyelash mites that live on people's faces, and you probably have them. Eyelash mites, that's a thing, bro. Did you know that?
So what you're saying is you want to stay up with me all night?
No.
Yes, you do, because you don't want me to go to sleep. It only makes sense that you're willing to stay up with me all night since you did it.
I don't understand what you're so worried about, because we all go to bed, and there's like probably 37 like roaches and spiders in our rooms.
Bring up the fact that like people swallow spiders when they're asleep a lot of the time, too. You're gonna bring that up now?
I've heard that. I've heard that urban legend. I've heard that. But here's the thing. Whether that's true or not, there is always at least one or two spiders 6 feet from you. Think about all the things around you in your bedroom alone. You've got a bed. You've probably got, like, a dresser or maybe, like, a nightstand or a bookshelf. What's behind that? How often do you pull that shit out?
How often do you clean your stuff? Most of y'all are nasty. You don't even know.
I mean, if you're honest with it, bro, it's not even about nastiness. Nobody thinks to, let me pull my nightstand from the bed and do it.
Well,
people
that's
don't
what
do
spring
that.
Cleaning is supposed to be.
Yeah, and spring is not all year round. So think about how many insects have laid eggs in or around your home that you didn't know about. Your baseboards. You know how many months? I was a property manager for almost a decade in Los Angeles. I've been inside a lot of apartments, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know how many don't look up? Do you know how many ceiling fans are like covered in like...
I believe it, broski. I believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
We have a lot of conversations off air. Not like, yes, about hygiene, but about like, but beyond that, what people are comfortable with.
Yeah.
Like what a person can like live within. And it really doesn't take much for a person to survive.
Yeah.
Like they'll like, hoarding isn't about like, oh, nostalgia, I want to keep these items. It's really just about like, well, my level of comfort is low, so I can let this shit accumulate and still do my ABCD for the day. I get it. That's not me, but I get it.
No, I understand. It's just, yo, look up, look down. maybe more than once a year.
Maybe
pull
that'd
some
be
shit
nice.
Out
that'd be
from
great.
Your walls. Get yourself a Swiffer sweeper with like a 6 foot reach. And fucking get that shit, bro. Because I guarantee there are spider eggs in places in your home that you have not thought about. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. There is an extra little random fact for you that I just made up, but I know it's fucking true. Anyways, let's play Heads Up next up on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Ooh.
hey, there's spiders living in your body. Listen to this next segment.
And they crawl out of your skin when you're sleeping. Also, if you're naughty.
Also, subscribe to this podcast. Fuck it. Let's put this in the open, bro. I'm willing to tell everybody about this. I don't care if my microphone picks it up or not. I'm not even on the microphone. I'm on the mic, but I'm not on the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear me, DJ Head Cousin?
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate your friendship, bro. You're a good person. You're smart. You're funny. You're fucking handsome. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
What are they saying?
I don't care what the listeners say. I don't care what the YouTube viewers say. I don't care what the TikTok or Instagram people say. You are a handsome person. No, off camera, off mic. Bro, listen. You are a dope person.
Thank you.
You feel me? I know a lot of people think that you have too much hair on your face.
Mm.
I know a lot of people think that your hair is too long.
Mm.
That your eyebrows might be a little too thick. Like, honestly, you're real close to unibrow if you try hard enough. I don't care if you're only 5'8". I don't care, bro.
I know you don't.
You feel me?
I know.
You're my best friend, DJ Hey Cousin / AKA Wesley Roberts, at by Roberts, at by West Roberts, bisexual. Not really. That's not what that means. It's bi without the E for bi. I just want you to know, dude, jokes aside, I fuck with you, bro.
Thank you.
And if any female bitch tries you, I will break her femur in 12 places.
I like that. I like that. I don't even know if a femur can be broken in 12 places, but want to give it a shot.
I will die trying.
You want to give it a decent shot.
And if it's a I will his for you, bro.
I would put that in a holster. I might need that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm lying. I would never do that.
Okay,
but
all right.
I'm saying that kind of like a sample of my loyalty, for you, like an idea.
Yes, yeah,
of
idea.
What I would do.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's not something I would actually do for you.
Something equivalent to that.
Equivalent to what that would mean.
Yeah, yeah. That you
but
would
not
actually
do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. I got you.
Because you know, a penis is not my thing. No offense to you.
No,
of course
not.
Or your people.
The
penis holders.
Of course. The penis people are not offended at all by your current statement.
The PPs, y'all good?
The PPs are perfectly fine. We're not insulted by your current statement.
All right.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to know that you're a good person. And no matter what anybody fucking says, I fuck with you, bro.
Thank you.
All right.
That means a lot.
All right, let's get back to this podcast because it got weird.
It did, but in a good way.
I hope you're okay. I just realized we're recording. Is that cool?
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine.
All right, I'm going to post this later.
Okay. All right.
So... Let's go to the next thing. I'll tell you this too, okay? I said it once and I'll say it again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If people are talking about you behind your fucking back, Wes, what do? You fucking fart. That's what you fucking do.
Duly noted.
Thank you.
Duly noted.
So if you're new to this podcast...
Welcome.
We're going to play some Heads Up here. If you're new to the podcast, Heads Up is a game that is available in app form that was created by the Ellen DeGeneres Show, or maybe just Ellen DeGeneres. I don't really know. But think of it as charades that you can play with on your phone, pretty much, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So DJ Hey Cousin and I are horribly amazing at this game. Let's go ahead and see... Who knows the most about the early 2000s? You game?
I'm game.
Good, because we already did it. It's audio. We recorded it.
Yeah,
already.
No, yeah. Past me was game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
I'm sorry. Oh. I came in too hot. I'm sorry. the thing you would make for your girlfriend.
Mixtape.
The video game where you will practice your
Guitar Hero.
It's stuck on correct. Oh,
Oh, okay, yeah. The movie with Quentin Tarantino, Uma Thurman, yellow outfit.
Oh, Kill Bill.
Yep. Oh shit. White brand that's not Abercrombie.
Tommy Hilfiger?
No, no, the Abercrombie and Fitch, but the other one.
Aeropostale.
No, that was the other one.
I know it.
Oh, dude from Dodgeball.
Ben Stiller.
No, the other one.
Oh, wait, it's your turn.
Yeah. Okay. Is it good?
Oh, yeah, I mean it. Okay, movie where the kids are, like, sneaking around.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Man, go up. You're gonna be mad. Okay, women traveling. Damn, I can't say that. Go up. Hey, ba-choom, ba-choom, but it doesn't hurt, but it does.
What the fuck?
Getting shot with something that's not a bullet.
Oh,
you can do it outside with your friends.
Oh, paintball.
Yes. Oh, movie Big Blue People.
Avatar?
Yep. Oh, okay, she's not pretty. It's a TV show, and she ain't pretty.
Ugly Betty?
Yeah. Yo, we used to use this to steal music when we were growing up.
Oh, LimeWire.
Yeah. Okay, American Idol host.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Oh, shit, what's his name? Fuck.
Ryan Seacrest.
All right, so the only reason you won that round, Wes, is because you were a horrible describer at things.
Because I'm a horrible describer at things?
Yeah, bro, your shit was dumb. What you said made no sense.
Really now? Okay, all right, sure. We can go with that, possibly.
That's the only reason you won. That's fine. Next time we play this game, I'm going to smack you all over the face with my 2000s knowledge or whatever the fuck else topic we choose for Heads Up. I'm bringing it, and I'm going to bring it hard.
All right. Well, please.
I'm going to bring it hard all over your face,
bitch. I don't doubt that. It feels already broad on my face, actually. I feel something on my face cavity,
bro.
I believe that's you.
Your open orifice of fuck you.
Yeah, again, that sounds about right.
All right. Jesus. Anyways, will I get a chance to redeem myself in a rousing game of I Wish I Didn't Know?
Oh,
next up,
no.
On the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I don't like your evil laugh. Oh. I know it's September, it's almost Halloween season, but that's a little too soon.
Yeah, as long as Mariah Carey's not already. Not yet.
Not yet.
So I told you that I was going to be sharing some unwanted, useless information earlier in the show, and I am keeping my word. We're going to do it again. You ready for this, DJ Hey Cousin?
Well, a promise is a promise. Ready.
It is. Now, we haven't played I Wish I Didn't Know in quite some time on this podcast.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute, and I figure since this is apparently our educational episode, why not today? So I Wish I Didn't Know, for those of you who are new, is a trivia game that I bought online, and it's multiple choice questions or questions you wish you didn't fucking know the answers to once you find out those answers. So DJ Hey Cousin, what we're gonna do is whoever gets 3 points first wins. Each question counts as 1 point. Are you ready, DJ Hey Cousin?
No, let's do it.
Great. Let's play and learn stuff we don't care about.
Yay.
Okay. Our first question.
It's
DJ
like middle school.
Exactly like middle school. All right. Doctors have found a new way to cure inflammatory bowel and Crohn's disease.
Oh.
And it involves A, plugging up the butthole. B, transplanting poop from a healthy person into a sick person. C, drinking a daily smoothie that includes traces of fecal matter, or D, medical marijuana?
B.
You think it's B?
I'm going to go with B.
He says Doctors have found a new way to cure inflammatory bowel or Crohn's disease. It involves B, transplanting poop from a healthy person into a sick person. I'm kind of with that. I think I might be right with B. I'm going to go B too.
You are? Okay.
Let's go. Let's see. We're both going B. B. Transplanting poop from a healthy person into a sick person.
Nailed it.
Looks like we both get a point there, Wesley.
Nailed it.
Looks like we both get a point there. Or no, maybe you should just get your own point because you got it first.
Well, are we competing? Or are we on the same team?
How we have to get the three first.
Oh, well, okay. Then, yeah,
so
okay,
do right. We both get a point or do you get the point for getting it right?
Well, I mean, we can both get a point. We can both get a point because you didn't disagree.
I didn't. And I had no idea what the answer was either. I didn't think about that part of the game. Welcome to Behind the Scenes in Front of the Scenes.
Yeah.
Next question. The act of taking a dump but turning to find there's no shit in the bowl is called A, disappearing doo-doo. B, peek-a-poo.
I like that one.
D, turdini. Or D, goat shit. I'm going to go first on this one.
Oh, what's the first one?
Disappearing doo-doo is A.
I'm going to go with the...
is B, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the last one.
You're going to go with goat shit?
I'm going with goat shit.
I really want it to be peek-a-poo.
All the other ones sound like a parody of goat shit.
I want it to be peek-a-poo.
I know you
I'm
do.
I'm going to go with
I
B.
Know.
So you're saying go shit?
Yeah, I'm going with go shit.
All right, the act of taking a dump but turning to find there's no shit in the bowl is called a D, go shit. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, dude. All right, well, you got 2-1. Next question.
Let's do it.
Did you ever accidentally... Why are there all these shit ones? What's going
on? Did you choose this from the shit section?
I literally shuffled the cards and then grabbed 5. And then I grabbed like 4 more in case we got like tied up.
Yeah.
I hope they're not all pooed. Well, you know what? I wish you didn't know.
I hope they're not all pooed. That's such a great thing to say.
That's the name of the podcast episode. Yeah. I hope they're not all poo. Did you ever accidentally poop in the shower when you thought you just had to fart? The act of pushing the shit down the drain with your foot is called... Didn't even know I had a name, and that's weird. The act of pushing shit with your foot down the drain is called A, releasing the turtles, B, a chestnut shower, C, a waffle stomp, or D, golden showers.
I'm going to go with C, a waffle stomp.
Waffle stomp? That does sound good.
That sounds so... Ew. I mean, yeah.
I mean, not good.
Oh, God. This is so weird.
You know, I'm going to go with waffle stomp, too. I don't know why. It just feels right.
It feels right?
I'm a waffle stomp.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go.
The answer is C, waffle stomp. Well, Wes, you got 3 before I did. You got 3 to my 2. So here is the caveat. Okay. I have another pile of cards here. We're going to do one more for funsies.
Is funsies the word?
Funsies, it is today.
It is?
Yes.
It was the word?
No. Oh, are you asking me, is funsie the word? No.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not the word. Okay. That's cute, though. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. I was like, no, I think it's a word. I don't know. Worried about that brown booger you're putting in your mouth? Is not too much cause for concern. It just means A, your iron levels are off. B, you're picking your nose too hard and drawing blood. C, you're eating too much protein. Or D, your fingers are dirty.
Hmm.
Right? At least it's not poop.
Agreed. And some other part of the body that releases waste. I don't know. Read it again for me.
Worried about that brown booger you're putting in your mouth? It's not too much cause for concern. It just means A, your iron levels are off. B, you're picking your nose too hard and drawing blood. C, you're eating too much protein. Or D, your fingers are dirty.
I'm overthinking it, B.
B?
Yeah.
You're picking your nose too hard and it's drawing blood?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with... A, your iron levels are low. Mm. They're off. Let's see.
That's not a bad choice.
The answer is, damn it, B, you're picking your nose too hard and you're drawing blood. How do you know so much? How do you know so much? Fuck you, Wesley. Fuck you hard.
I've been around, okay? I've been around.
Been around the world and I.
See, that's a good song.
Well, Wesley, I guess I was not able to give myself the redemption that I needed. You are the king of 2000s knowledge. DJ Hey Cousin, you are the king of disgusting facts that nobody gives a shit about. And the fact that you knew all those things, we're not going to discuss how or why you know those things. That's not our business.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, maybe in the next episode. All right, dude. Congratulations, I guess.
Well, can I trade that in for the other contest I'm doing at this at the same time?
Oh, do you think you know the word or phrase for
and
word
I
sneak?
I want to turn in all these wins for exemption in this current contest.
Okay,
in this
ladies and gentlemen,
contest.
DJ Hey Cousin would like to exchange his win of this game. To go, I don't know why he's doing that. He was just guessed, but that's what he said. He's exchanging his win of this game to guess.
No, that's
the
a
word
guess
sneak.
For you to tell me.
Oh, for me to tell you?
Yes, because I don't know what it is.
You're going to be so pissed.
What is it?
All right. There was a word sneak, so for you, I give you a word and a phrase to guess.
Yes.
And here's a hint. One of the words I said a million times, and the phrase I said twice. The word is fuck.
That's not fair.
How is it not fair?
Because we've been talking.
I said it so many times.
Because you say it all the time, and it was a segment. It was like an entire subject of a segment.
I gave you two chances,
and the you other... wake up to that word. You yawn. Yeah, you get out of bed yawning to fuck.
I yawn to fuck. You're damn right, I do.
Yeah,
I yearn to do it.
Yes.
The phrase was, if people are talking behind your back, just fart. I said that twice.
You did. I was like, what? Both times. Like, what?
Looks like Wesley will be eating that moonshine
pickle. No, you don't understand. I said I want to exchange my win that I had earlier for learning what the thing was.
You did not say. For learning what the thing was, so I don't have to eat the moonshine.
That's
pickle.
What the exempt was.
That's
the exemption.
Not what you said.
Exemption from what? I'm not. The only thing I'm.
Everything is recorded.
The only thing that I would be exempting myself from.
You
is
will be eating
the consequence of losing
a full.
You don't
moonshine pickle. And let me make this easier for you, Wes. Okay, let me make it easy for you. Mm-hmm. Right now in the Burt Show, as you know, Jackson and Mikey have a bet going on right now. Like this putt-putt thing. They went to play some miniature golf. And if Jackson wins at their putt-putt adventure,
yes,
Mikey has to shave his head. If Mikey wins at the putt-putt adventure, Jackson has to get his belly button pierced. You're bitching and complaining because you have to eat a moonshine pickle?
Yes. I have no problem bitching and complaining when it comes to stuff I don't want to do. I got to do stuff I don't want to do all the time. If I can bitch and complain and get out of this, I damn will.
So Jackson and Mikey... I know you guys don't listen to my podcast because you don't really support me. But Wes is a pussy. You're eating this moonshine pickle, and it's going to make a great video on Instagram for the podcast. You are a podcast content soldier, and you're going to fucking do it. Because if you don't, there's really not much I can do about it. Mm-hmm. But the listeners will be upset.
Oh.
Do it for the listeners.
Do it for the listeners. Okay, listeners. All right.
The
if
video,
I do it, I'd only be doing it for y'all.
The video will be up on this Friday on the @itsprosilly Instagram. I'm not posting it any place else but the @itsprosilly Instagram. I'm not even putting it on the Instagram Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be on the Instagram @itsprosilly. ITSPRO. SILLY. It's pro silly.
Y'all are so lucky that Patreon's not up yet. Oh, God. Y'all are so fucking lucky.
If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's apparently butterflies are low key vampires. I don't know.
Basically,
I don't know. That's where we are. Professionally silly life rules.
So treacherous, beautiful beings.
Shout out to the listeners. Because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review, because that does actually help my podcast very much. And honestly, guys, there are a lot of people out in this world who are willing to go out of their way to complain and give negativity out there. So I could use you guys who actually dig this podcast to go ahead and combat that for me with your 5 stars and your positive reviews. That would go a long way. If this is your first time listening, come on back in and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Oh, and share this podcast with a friend.
Oh,
do that.
Yeah, do that.
Do that. Oh, and don't forget, I'm going to be posting one segment from each episode a little earlier in the week. I'm gonna go for every Thursday. One of the segments from one of my episodes is gonna go up a little bit early, just kind of give people a little teaser of what the Professionally Silly podcast is like, so they don't feel like, I guess I listened to this whole last 35 minutes, or I can just take this 15-minute segment. Let's see what's going on. Also, DJ Hey Cousin, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me at bevy of places. TikTok, DJ Hey Cousin, of course. Twitter /X, Westy Roberts /Capricorn Jenkins, and Instagram at by Wes Roberts. Bye, like, I'll see you later without the E.
And here's something that I want to let you guys know is that DJ Hey Cousin and I have some ideas that we want to bring to the podcast. We've been wanting to get into our voice acting. We've been wanting to get into our script writing and story writing, because he and I are very creative. And the best part about having a podcast or a YouTube channel or just like a social media in general, you are able to get out that creativity, try new things. Now that AI is a thing and purchasing copyrights is not as much as it used to. It's not as much as it used to be now. And currently, you know, DJ Hey Cousin and I are roommates, so we have this blessing that we're able to bounce our creativity off of each other and create some new things for this podcast, for the YouTube channels and other things coming in the future. And one of the things we want to do, as I already said, the Masterpiece Theater, where we do some sound effects, not mentioning other things that I want to do, including short stories that have, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 parters or whatever, comedy, all kinds of things that we want to do. So a lot of creativity and silly is headed your way. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast and checking out our Instagrams and our, you know, the podcast posting all kinds of things, because the silly is coming, not just on this podcast, but all the other platforms that we are a part of. My link tree is down below in the show notes, my Instagrams, all of my Instagrams, my Facebook, my YouTube channels, plural, my TikTok, all of that is down there. And you're going to see DJ Hey Cousin and a lot of my stuff. That's my best buddy, so he's not going nowhere. Unless he does something like super racist or something, maybe. I might get rid of him then. I don't know.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
There's still some time left in the year.
Listener submissions, you send them in, we'll read them. Share your silliest stories, jokes, life mishaps. You want some advice, that as well. You can email me all that at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. All that is down below in the show notes. If you want to be anonymous, make sure that you let me know when you contact me. And also, if you're interested in me advertising your business or your content, email me as well. itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. All right, guys, for those of you interested in writing or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Send anything that you would like. You want me to taste something, try something, experience something, I will open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. We just posted a 3-part series when Wesley, my father and I all went to Toccoa, Georgia, and we went to see the Shirley Soul Food Cafe, which was delicious as
very
hell.
Nice.
Very good. Wonderful family, lovely people. We got a chance to go check out the Toccoa Falls, the dopest waterfall with the shortest hike to get to it. Fantastic. Cold water, good times, nice people.
Yeah.
And the Carahee Wine and Vineyard, Winery and Vineyard. That was fun as well. So shout out to Sokoa, Georgia. Check out those vlogs that I shared on my Professionally Silly channel. More things there. Also, I'm on Cameo. If you want a personalized video, hit me up there. Your girl's got merch, my Teespring. That's available there in my link tree as well. Get some Professionally Silly podcasts or just Professionally Silly brand items there and more designs and things to come. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Crabs probably think fish can fly. These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome. Now you can think about it too. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Mm. Próxima semana! That's next week in Spanish.
Que horas.
Okay, bye.
Bye.